Shout out you, Dara. That is elite.
God bless. Elite. God bless. Thank you.
You see what I did there? I said that is elite.
Fuck you.
You have to come up answer to your war crimes.
I tell you.
Dead ass, man. Like, you're wanted in multiple countries.
I come in peace.
What do you do, motherfuckers? I'm out here drinking some whiskey.
She is.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Flag Football. Woo! How's everybody doing? It's a new year. It's a new season. We're feeling loose. We're feeling great. We're feeling like there's some ball to dominate. Hey!
Hey! Yo!
Hey! We didn't get 20 seconds in class. Fast forward.
Yo! Ball! Please!
This is how we're going this year.
Hey! Come on!
Yo! That's kind of crazy.
I love that. I love that. I love that. So, you already know we're in the virtual studio. Yeah. We got hoes all around the world. My number one hoe for today is, you know, just across the pond from me.
Oh, that's
our coach extraordinaire.
Laza.
Number one
hoe?
Number one
for today. Not even two or three? I'm fucked up. I'm number one? Damn. I can get my stats down, man. Hey, I'm up.
At least you're in the big house.
Hey, yo.
You're in the main house. Bro. And then my next hoe, I'm going by destination and like proximity to me. My next hoe, my number two hoe, is Mr. Sean, aka Sean, if you're nasty.
We love, guys. We're striving to be number one hoe this year, so watch out. Watch out, lads. We're coming for your throne.
Hey.
To be number one.
Now, you know what they say about the number three hoe. That's like your pet. That's like your baby. That's your real down, like down to earth. That's the one.
That's your special hoe.
That's your special hoe.
I'm blushing.
That's cute.
The cheat code himself.
Yo.
How you doing, Odysseus?
I'm good. It's good to be back, you know. Happy New Year to all of y'all.
Happy New Year, man.
Now we have a guest, but I need the introduction to be special for this guest. So take it over, Mr. Laza.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, in corner, wearing 150 odd pounds plus or minus, the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, the bruiser who ain't a loser, the one with multiple knockouts, with one of our own hosts here present, the Shiner Master, the one who sees blood and says, I want some more. Oh!
Hi,
nice introduction, man.
Yeah,
you don't even get why we didn't introduce you like that. And they call you Intercontinental Champion. You will fight wrestling instead of playing football.
His record is different from his team's record.
I'm telling you, man. This nigga is defeating his own teammates. Imagine.
I'm here to clear the air.
What is it?
You go explain.
I'm glad I'm here to explain
myself. Hey, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. We're not here for a fair hearing, boss. This is not this.
I mean, you might want
2024. We don't grieve anybody.
We have an agreement of camera. So, yeah.
We are an extremely biased podcast, boss. Yeah. We're not here. Right, listen to what you're about.
I mean, you could say it just to, like, you know, just to get off your chest, feel like, you know.
You know, fulfill all righteousness, you know.
You get me.
Like, cool shit, but, like, you.
You can tell the people that already, you're not a woman beater, you know.
Yeah, you get me, you know. All we know is we're going to put it in the edits. All you hear is, if you say, I did not hit her, you just hear, I hit her again and again. I did that shit.
Where's the post-production? And you
exactly. Over to you, Zara.
Next segment. Know the sport. But know the sport today is going to be knowing ball all around the globe. What's happening? What's happening in your city? What's happening? I mean, we have correspondents all over the globe, so it makes sense, right? So I'm going to take this over to a Lagos correspondent, and then we'll go around, and then we'll finally settle on Abuja, since it's our season starting this week.
Oh, yes, thank you so much there, Zara. We appreciate the call out from Lagos. As you know, our season ended in December. He who went home with the prize or the early presents were the Spartans, victorious against the Rebels. You know, it was a good time, fun time. We saw Mayokun perform. We saw Nyong John, the Wicked producer, perform as well. It was a good time. So some cheerleaders. It was a great time. After that, the Mandem, you know, retired for the season. We went home, spent some time with our families, ate our weight load in food, you know, enjoyed the Christmas. Dirty December. It was a good time, a hot time. We all came down with flus as well into January. So fuck everybody who gave me a flu. Suck your mother.
It's COVID. It's not a flu.
It's the vid. The vid got us again, man. Yo. But
God,
yeah.
God forbid.
It's been a jolly old time. Welcome 2024. A lot of teams have started their preseason workouts. You know, it's a long time, but a good time altogether. Good to see familiar faces. Good to see new faces as well. Recruitment has been in overdrive. People have been out there finding, seeking, you know, collecting. Look, we got a lot to talk about, my G-Sport. You know us. We'll give you the tea. Over to you, Zara.
Great. Now, over here in Abuja, if you don't know, well, now you will know. And I will ingrain it into your brains. All through the episode, I'm probably going to be shouting, January 21st! January 21st! The season starts January 21st. That's right. Season 6 of Abuja Flag Football League is starting January 21st. That's this Sunday. And surprise, surprise, we have 6 teams from 4 teams. Damn. And in fact, actually, it was 4 teams turned 3 teams turned 6 teams. Yes,
that's good. Yes,
you heard that right. Huh.
So we got a league. Let's go.
I know we've got some new teams now. You already know the old teams that are still participating in the league this season are your, you know, fan favorite Abuja Mavericks, right? Mm-hmm. So shout out to them. You have my old team, Capital City Alphas, you know, former chip holders. And then you have a team that also has its sister counterpart in Lagos, the Abuja Panthers, this time around. Those are the old teams still participating. But now introducing the new teams, we've got the Abuja Vikings. That's my new team and our guest's new team as well. So, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So he has joined me now. And we have also the Abuja Phoenix flag football team. Shout out to them. And then the last one, although we've clowned their name several, like 1 million billion times, so much so that they had to go and change it. Apo Tigers changed to Abuja Hammers.
Well, that's Pakuma.
Wait, hold on. They changed from what to what?
Oh, don't get us started, man.
Please, let's not start. It's a new year.
Hey, I'm saying
new year. It's a new year. Forgive and forget.
Wait, let me just hear one more time.
My guy, Udi, man. When we heard that name for the first time,
Oh my god. I say Apo Tigers to Abuja Hammers.
Yo, see, I already know what,
It's progress. It's growth.
I already know what the next episode is going to be about. I already know what the next episode is going to be about. We need to know why. What?
You see, there's some times that you just have to say, like, some teams are the gifts that keeps on giving. You have to see something like, oh, were they able to hit the nail on the head or did they knock them proper? Yeah, you just like some names don't write the script for you. So thank you, Abuja Hammers.
You just can't lose. Like you just can't lose, man. Like Apple Tigers, man. Like
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, guys.
Yeah, subscript was apt. Like, apt quick. Like, <this is dark.
laughs> All right. So we've got 6 new teams. So that's a whole bunch of player acquisitions happening. Okay. All right. As you can tell, I just said I left one team to join a new team. Ballsy. And then I've also dragged a few people with me to join this team. So it's gonna be spicy. And I mean, we just had a media day / tiny scrimmage on Sunday, last week Sunday. And we met a whole new set, like genuinely a whole new set of athletes we've never been seen before. Whole bunch of basketball players, a whole bunch of footy players. Just essentially, I love that because it just shows that there's a whole lot of growth.
Absolutely.
With our community.
That is impressive to hear.
Exactly. So I'm super excited for this season. You know, I'm curious to see how the vets show the rookies one or two things, and then how the rookies show the vets, hey, you might know one or two, but we athletic as hell, you know. So I'm very excited about all of that. That's really about it from Abuja. So over to you, European correspondent.
Before we go to our other correspondents, I think that's something that really excites me: new blood in the league. Because with new blood, always the growth of the sport is something that we cannot underestimate. These sports are growing also. Are we forgetting? Oh, do you remember when we were in the trenches? When we were literally in that steel cage?
It's like
we're
there, like,
gladiator style.
Suddenly,
it's
proper infancy. Now we're talking about a 6-team league in Abuja with it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I'm actually so excited. I can't wait. I'm sure you guys are going to stream it on whatever platform, YouTube, definitely. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hey, sign me up because I'm going to watch that shit live and direct. Please make it big, please. And we want to watch that shit live. I want to be able to crown you and say, look, it ain't all about talking. Let's see those one-hand catches. Let's see those jukes,
the butterfingers.
Let's see those routes.
Exactly. Let's go see those drops.
The breakups.
that's what me. I'm eager to see. I'm not gonna lie. Them butterfingers. I want to see the new butterfingers in the league. You know,
man.
I'm eager to see the new butterfingers. Who's the new butterfingers? So I can make the what you doing? You understand? I'm here.
Routes.
It'll be so funny when the butterfingers are supposed to be seasoned vets.
No more,
thank you.
So you see, guys, as we said, you're going to see it live at the Turf Arena in Wusei 2 from 1 p.m.
Thank you.
There's going to be games back to back. On what day, Zara?
On Sunday, because it's football Sunday.
After you have prayed in church, it's only one place to be. Turf Arena.
Thank you.
1 p.m.
Sorry to say hallelujah.
And get some nice seats that you can watch the beautiful game that is flag football live and direct. Guys, Abuja, please give us a good stream, I beg. You saw how Lagos bust everybody's head. Give us a good stream. The capital city come correct.
Amen.
Amen. Cole, how about European correspondence? Like, what are you excited about? I'm gingered.
I know, guy. Let's go.
But Coach should still tell us about like his team though, even if he's lucky and he's still new in the season. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
tell us about what's happening. What's happening out there? You know, what did you do in the off season? You know, tell the people.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. The off season, well, I think we're all on holiday, right? Just eating and not working out at all.
I don't know if I second that too.
As me, I'm also second. I swear to God.
Yeah, I was just out there being like a motherfucker.
I mean, some these things come easy to some, you know. The, I guess I just spent time with family. And
yeah, family time.
That was it, man.
Yeah. So that's why you don't come for practice, because it comes easy for you.
Oh shit!
Hey, I've called you out,
my guy.
I mean, like that more than I'm calling him out. Like, my guy is that good.
Practice, right? Like I said, we got this.
Practice? You talking about practice?
What the fuck's practice?
don't mind Dr. Zara. He's dramatic. I missed practice one day, and I don't hear the end of it.
Yeah, but, nigga. Yeah, do you know what can happen in one day? You can get dropped.
Nah. Not all pro cool, man. All pro cool. Best receiver. His first season playing receiver. Come on, man.
Yo, what's that name? Just bust my brain. All pro cool. That shit is fire.
You know what they take pro code for?
Shivas, headache, cold. What's that advert?
Damn. Wait, what advert was that where it was like, Mommy,
was
daddy
no
took
pro
it. Don't be. Your father is not back. Mommy, daddy shaking. What's other than that?
Was it broken? Mommy, daddy shaking.
Was that price time? No.
It can't be price.
Mommy, daddy shaking. Junior, your father is not back.
Exactly. Was that pro code?
That was pro code.
That's crazy.
That was pro code.
Hey, we don't have to look at that ad and put it on the Instagram. I tell us if you remember that.
Our age is showing. The age is showing.
Shit, man. It's what's up. But yeah, man, I think I'm not gonna lie, Cole. We're all excited to see you guys ball. We know it's been a long off season for most of us. But we're excited. We're excited.
Yeah, I am too. The season is looking so interesting right now. You have no idea.
For real.
People are scattered all over the teams now. It's so balanced. Everybody has
yes, exactly. It looks very balanced. Like, there's not one team you can just say, oh, this is the team. I mean, apart from Vikings, but like.
Oh, that's great. That's
so there's already a flat team that we should root against. Noted.
Exactly. Noted. Write it down. Vikings.
Wow.
Zero. The world has no
own people.
Hot
weather, Vikings, the cold. Yeah, sorry, I was just making my notes.
It be your own people.
I mean, like, if the shoe fits. Well, yeah, you guys, like, it's good because the vibes for this season in Abuja, like, starting the season is different from any time since I started following. Like, it just feels more communal-wise. Like, everyone is just so happy and, like, relaxed and involving our new players, new teams. Like, it's the excitement that comes with it. So, like we said, please let us be a part of it. We're interested in seeing, picking teams, supporting teams, having ups, hating on niggas, all of that shit. Just give us the opportunity to please. And okay. We would love to. Enjoy.
Speaking of ups, hating on niggas, so Sheo, tell us, how has your time been in England? You know, I know you've missed flag football. What you've been up to, how you've been keeping fit. I know you got into something new. So come on, let the listeners hear what you've been up to these days.
Yeah. Well, listeners, I am so sorry. I have not been into too much flag football related. Why? Because it's a flag football podcast. But I will let you know I'm trying something different and it will probably kill me before I start to have fun.
I'm dying. So,
yeah, I picked up the pads and joining the Division 1 American football team. And I have been to two practices and I have been made to fully understand that, like, this shit is different. because there are some hits
I'm dying
that you get that you probably will get arrested for a flag football.
I'm dying. They took that man to the ground.
At you, they're like, yo, stand up, nigga.
They took that man to the ground. They said, look, boy, eat some beans and gari.
You know, like, you guys, because, like, I tried to join the flag football team around here on my school, but we didn't have enough players to play. But then I met someone that put me onto this. I, like, told me about the team. And then I went to the open practice and tryouts. And I went there. I put on pads for the first time. And I will have you know that is difficult as fuck.
Yo.
Putting on pads and finding your helmet size can probably take half the practice. That was the first bit. It's not like you get there, you just, hey, give me your flag.
You get me?
Strap that shit up.
You know, just like, I use the flag up. Just bring all the flags to my side.
give me a flag. You know, so like I had to put on pads, and then literally the first drill I was part of was tackling drills. And the way this nigga took me to the ground, I was like, yo,
buy me dinner first. Come on.
I get we are trying to join the team, but like, yo, come on, man, take it easy.
I'm dying. We on the same team, bro.
I definitely if I'm part of a team yet, like, come on, give me a chance.
Wait, have you done Oklahoma's yet?
We've not done Oklahoma's, and I am terrified of that, but like I said, you either kill me or get me there. But yeah, I put on pads. We had like some drills, and then we got into some tackling drills, and then we split into offense, defense, and then naturally, like, I have played defense my whole life, so I was thinking, yeah, this might be a time to try for linebacker. But man, when I seen the linebackers on this team, I was like, yeah, nigga, this might not be for me.
I'm dying.
This some scary looking, killing ass motherfuckers, man. They look like
they're getting, and they will not tell you they're 15.
Whoa. And I was just like, you guys are trying to play linebacker. I'm like, ah, cool. Like, you guys look like you'll be good. I coach, can I play running back?
I'm dying.
They can't have me at back. And then yeah, I tried for running back. I had to learn some things. We had to do some drills because there were, like, people coming out for the first time, like, not playing football. There were some returning vets on the team. So, yeah, my flag football drills came into hand. I didn't shame my people, backpedals, the routes. I was like, yeah. I know some of this shit.
Nice.
I had some prior knowledge from flag that was helpful. And then some had to be different because when you run some routes, it's different when you expect contact from when you expect to just go up and get it. So
we had to
learn from angles, like tackling, and then we did a bit of scrimmage. And then that was when I realized I'm running through an O-line. Having some Larry motherfuckers on the other side does not help. Because the moment your O-line sells, you are going to see the ground faster than you can say that.
You will see the pearly gates, my nigga.
When those fat motherfuckers put you down. It's only the pearly gates.
Worse, man, like, when they now dogpile you. Damn.
Oh, my God. And you have to get up and do it again.
I swear, again?
I have to go back to line again.
Would you be how?
Yeah, at one point I was like, yo, QB, man, you need to pull this shit, man. I'm not about to take this hand. I'm dying. Pull this shit and throw that fucking ball, man. Don't leave it with me, man. If you leave that ball with me, well, we're getting the fumble, man. Because if he hit me again, I don't know if I have it in me.
You know what used to kill me, it's like when you watch American football now with people who haven't really played the sport, and all of a sudden throw a ball to a guy towards the sidelines and he's running straight, and all of a sudden he like ducks out of bounds. I put why did you continue running? Huh? He was space. Yeah, they're like, it was an executive decision.
He made that business life changing, long term decision.
Yeah,
you get me. Or you catch the ball in the middle of the field, instantly you go down. It's safety first.
It's safety first.
You know
first.
What? One thing that me and my lineman used to like to do is once the first person makes contact, they keep you like they keep you on your feet, so that the next person just takes out your ribs,
like so finishes it, cleans it out,
it takes you out. So half the time,
what you end up, people end up doing is just when you get the ball and you break through the line or you just go down. Because the second, if I'm the first one to make contact with you, I'm just hold you up and boom.
Boom. Like that, that's wild. Like, and the longer you stay up, the more this linebacker are like, oh shit, nigga, you mm-hmm. you're tough, yeah?
All of a sudden, somebody's going, and literally, we're trying to punch the ball out as well. You're trying to punch the ball out to cause the fumble, because once you held you up, some runs, you know what they say now? Once you held, you get held up, they tell you, turn the legs, keep yeah, pounding.
Like, yeah. Keep moving, nice. Keep moving legs.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, nah. Like it's a lot different. Like, but it's fun to try new things. Yeah,
I'll tell you the chill. Yeah? After your first Oklahoma drill, yeah, everything will come. Like when you feel that first hit in your Oklahoma drill, every other hit would you just get used to it. I think that's what it is, because that first. So basically, an explanation of the Oklahoma drill is more often than not two people of equal body weight or equal strength. They lay down on their backs, facing the sky. Lay down on their back, opposite sides of each other. So once the ref blows the whistle or the coaches blow the whistle, we'll then stand up and just charge towards each other.
Put down the shoulder.
Exactly. Whoever, the rule is lowest man wins.
Yeah.
And whoever has the stronger legs will push the other person over. Victory formation. Boy becomes man. That's Oklahoma drills. It's one that's of the craziest...
Did you say lowest man?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Lowest man.
Makes sense.
That's where you get like leverage on the hits.
That's what I would say. Get leverage. Once you hit that leverage, the power from underneath is different. Pause. Yeah. But the power from underneath is different.
that pause was clutch.
So guys, especially now, even that. The NFL is now in the postseason. We know what happened yesterday. The Bills.
We know what's been happening.
Too many favorites. Oh, that script is scripting right now, man.
Even if you don't watch the NFL, I beg you this weekend, just put it on. Like you will learn something you could use in football.
I swear
you
will just enjoy it.
Like these niggas honest. Are wild in our
wild.
See, that's the beautiful thing about football. It translates everywhere, every form of the game. When you watch it, an example is what happened with the damn Eagles facing the Bucks. Spoiler alert, the Eagles got knocked out.
I'm shy. Literally.
But then again, when you watch the Eagles versus Bucks game, you start to see some certain things where we always discuss it, especially as defensive coordinators, the importance of tackling angles and not tackling as individuals. James Bradbury was caught with that so many times. Bradbury is a member of the secondary for the Eagles. Every single time, one man tackle, and it was a shitty tackle. You have men running
terrible angle, terrible leverage. Yes, terrible
leverage. The guy was sliding as if he was playing ice hockey.
Yeah.
So it reminded me of a lot of you flag football niggas, man. I refuse to tackle right. Like
or when you just go charging at the player. You don't just go charging at the player. I always tell people that in flag football, think of flag football because contact you can wrap, but in flag you can't. So you have to think of it as you're trying to catch a chicken. When you try to catch a chicken, you can't run straight at a chicken. For some reason, chickens have been blessed with agility. Ridiculous agility. Run straight at a chicken, and the chicken will juke your life.
Oh my goodness, guys. I just remember, now you've just said this thing about the chicken, I've just remembered that icebreaker question.
Okay. Which one?
Love that.
The one where you have to fight a chicken every day.
Oh, listen, that's not fair. That's not fair. We will get to that soon. When you have a situation like that, you have to understand that with a chicken, that is your the ball, whoever has the ball in the hand, the person with the running with the ball, think of the person as a chicken. To catch a chicken, you have to corral or corner the chicken. The best part about defense is that it's not just one-on-one. You have six or five other people, depending on whether you play 7v7 or 5v5 or whatever iteration of the game. So what you must do is corral the chicken, force the chicken into the corner. Like we talked to Cole off air, where we said to Cole, where defense can be easy. Defense is the only part where you play with two extra defenders. Your sidelines, those are two extra defenders. Yeah. If a player steps out of bounds, it's a tackle. So there you are on offense, you're playing basically, because we play 7v7, so I'll use that as the example. You're playing 7v9. So with that, you get what I mean? So with that, you force your man to the teeth of the defense, which is where the bulk of the men are. And again, maintain line discipline.
Yes.
And lane discipline.
Don't, that's in, the lane and line discipline is very, very important. I think, especially those who have some history in rugby, they know what I mean. In the sense that, don't just go one man tackling. The line goes together. So that the chicken has nowhere to go. Chicken can only step out of bounds or do what? Go backwards. When you go backwards, what happens? You are losing yards.
Yes.
Advantage. So seriously, guys, you learn so much from one, watching organized football, the NFL, the CFL. There's too many iterations. Shout out the Bills. Shout out Bucks. Shout out
Texans.
Shout out.
Come on, CJ Stroud.
I tell you, shout out the Texans.
Shout out 49ers.
No.
Shout out.
They've not played yet.
They get,
shout have not Chiefs. Played yet.
Shout out the Lions, actually. So shout the Lions, out all the NFL is not easy, man. It's you're now in the next round. Let's see Wagwan. Now you're facing against the top seeded teams. Let's see Wagwan. It'll be interesting. Very interesting. We're looking forward to it. Oshun, wish you the best of luck in your coming season. All we ask is please don't suck.
I'll try. Got to represent the right way.
Over to you, Zara.
All right, lovely. So, now that we've run through, pause.
Hey, hold on now.
The leagues across the globe. I wish Odie was here to give us like a little bit of what's happening out in Toronto, the six. But I'm sure he can come back. He can come back and let us know. So, we're going to go through to Q&A sessions. Yes, we have a few questions. You know, everyone's excited. So, Sharon, can you take over first, please?
I have my idea what the questions are, but...
My goodness. Nobody knows
always, you know, you guys. Like,
I'm crying.
It's not a new season if I don't come in unprepared, but let's go.
At least we're consistent. Yeah, yeah. Okay, guys?
Same energy all year. But yeah, you guys, Q&A session. What are you most excited for this season?
I'm going to go first based off of, obviously, our season starts like in a few days. Yeah. Cole, you're going to go next. I don't even care. You're going next. I'm very excited to just sniff out competition.
Yeah.
It's like, so I've deeped that there has been like a few teams where they've had somewhat of like a total revamp, so to speak. That's outside of the new teams. The new teams are like, you know, it's a mix, a match of like new players, old players, but some old teams, I'm looking at Mavericks, especially Abuja Mavericks. They've had some of their players join the Phoenix, quite strong players, which is, you know, something to watch out for. But they've reinforced themselves with a few athletes that when I saw them play the scrimmage, I was like, okay, that's someone to take note of. Because, I mean, you have, as a vet, you kind of have, you definitely do have tapes on other players, and you're just like, okay, this is how this person plays, this is how this person's hands are. But once there's a rookie on board, you're just like, it's new, it's fresh. You don't know the speed. You don't know how good their hands are.
Yes.
You don't know how knowledgeable they are about this game or how quick they are to adapt, especially that bit, how quick they are to adapt to, you know, formations and plays and stuff like that. So I'm quite excited to sniff out, you know, competition. Yeah, let's say that. So that's what I'm excited for this season.
Cool. What would you say?
Oh,
for the season.
I'm looking forward to the story, mostly, of the season. I think every season comes with a story.
For sure.
So yeah, it's always going to be like the fixtures play a part, you know, the return fixtures of certain fixtures and, you know, maybe a head gash here and there.
Or, I wonder why he said that.
My guy.
He knows one or two about I those things, doesn't he?
Fucking show. I swear to God.
He's an expert at catches, huh?
Controversies, you know. Controversies of the league, I feel. And I'm looking forward to those. Obviously, the new teams is like everybody's looking forward to that. You know, what exciting things are in the show. But to me, it's the story. Do you guys ever watch like ever reason how the Premier League, the fixtures are out way before, but a fixture comes and you're like, yeah, these two teams should definitely be playing each other at this time.
I think it's witchcraft. Yeah, you're right.
Somehow, kind of like
true. It's true.
For some weird reason.
Yeah. Paul is so right. Because all of a sudden, you see a fixture when Liverpool and Man City, 1 point between them, and they're playing in April. You know, like,
when you match almost.
It's the script, guys. It's the script.
I tell you.
It's always some kind of script, I swear. But so I'm looking forward to that always. Every season, I look forward to that. So, yeah.
I get you. I think for me, what am I most excited about for the season? I'll say again, we're just sticking to Abuja theme because Abuja season starts now. I would say, for me, two things. Going off what Cole said, the storyline. Because, again, there's always a saying that, can you be crowned champion without the previous champion? That storyline, how is life after the elites? I'm interested in that story arc. How do we, what is the new, because I mean, they were the most successful team in my opinion, in the Abuja Flag Football League franchise. So I'm looking forward to, who's up next? Who's got next? How does the league fare without, you know, the previous champions? And secondly, I'm looking forward to organization. Now we have six teams. How does the league cope with that? How do we cope with the fan engagement? How do we cope with streaming of the games to the broader audiences for like fans like myself in Lagos? How do we also cater fans live and direct in the venue? What is the package we're putting together for this sport? Because the media day, it's all fun and good, but I will be honest with you, I've not seen anything from the media day yet. All I saw was a poster. So
dead.
You get me. Let us promote this thing.
Go and turn on notifications. They dropped a video. They dropped a video.
Exactly. Let us see those videos. Let us see those interviews. Let us see faces. Let us have characters that we're looking forward to. So those are the two things I'm looking forward to. Sean?
Yeah, I think what I'm more excited for this season in the Abuja Flag Football League is the inclusion of more women to the sports.
And more teams. Have an inclusion? Damn, we do.
That's what I'm looking forward to seeing. Like, because I've seen it as like more teams, is more ladies getting opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Spotlight some ladies. Maybe some ladies couldn't break into the teams before and then they have like fresh starts.
Yes.
Rookies that could like blow everyone's minds and challenge the regular like studs. It's just, I just want to see the female competition this season be more the Abuja League.
Who knows? We might have a female QB this year. Who knows?
Yep. That would be interesting.
That'll be exciting. So yeah, I think that everything that.
Dr. Z, is it you?
Me, okay.
Hey. Izzy, tell us now so I will know how to watch these games.
I beg, don't watch me like that. Don't watch me like that. It's
great QB comes great responsibility. Because once you start to throw them picks.
Hey, yo, get up off the field.
Who's that bump? Damn, nigga.
The backup.
I would just shout, help. Will you hear me shout, help?
Yeah, nah. We'll be excited to watch China.
I
think that wraps up the first question.
Yes, please.
Second question. Who do you think was robbed of an award last season?
Interesting.
This one, I think we should go across like leagues, you know, both leagues.
I got you. Now, I'm going to kick it off first. Two things. Can I give two?
Of course.
Okay, two things. First of all, I'll start light. Team of the season. I think it's a travesty not to have a Russia in the defensive team of the season. It's an absolute travesty.
That is wild.
Especially in our sport.
Disrespectful to the position.
You get me. Especially in our sport. Our sport is so critical on team. This is not like, you know, like, what's it called? Like, soccer, where you can have a team. You know that, you know, those kind of things where
you want soccer.
Accommodate, then they change the formation.
Exactly now, because we want to accommodate Haaland, Messi, Ronaldo, and Mbappe. We're now going to play 3-2-4 or somewhere.
3-2-4, yeah. 2-4-2.
You get me? You're like, well, how far that one now? So it's not like that. In American football, the importance of every position is very, very clear. So to me, it's a travesty not to have a Russia in the defensive team of the season, especially numbers that our Russians were putting up. You had Russians getting 20 sacks, 16 sacks. In the NFL, double-digit sacks, and you are in contention.
And we all know that throughout the whole of last season, we kept on talking about first line of defense.
Yes. Russians can game plans. Single-handedly wreck offensive game plan. We know how important the Russia position is. So to me, it was a travesty that Russia was not in defensive field. Second point, I'm sticking to the theme of defense here, was trust not winning defensive player of the year. I cannot understand. I do understand the metrics, but this is why I say sometimes numbers, you have to look into the numbers to determine. You cannot fully rely on numbers. A pick on defense is a game-changing moment. A tackle is all fair and good. A tackle is nice. But a pick is literally the definition of a momentum switch. It is a possession change. To me, having the number of picks he had, I think he had 8 or 9 picks over the season, that is a difference maker in its entirety. To not have that man as a defensive player of the year, I think it is Grand Theft Auto.
Just for the fact that his team made it all the way to the finals.
Who was
the defensive player of the year?
The guy on the...
K. Wasn't he K?
Yes, K from LA. The MLB from LA.
Who was a rookie, right? He's a rookie.
Yes.
Hell no.
Guys, I want to also make this question. Another point on this here. You know what is interesting? The reason why K won it was the number of tackles. But here's the thing. A safety is going to get less tackles than an MLB.
Because he doesn't get to...
Yes. And the same way, an MLB might even have more picks than a safety. Because you are in the middle of the action. You're in the middle linebacker. You're in the middle of the action. Half the time, yes, with safeties, there's also the argument that, yes, safeties are more likely to get more picks. But the number of tackles for a safety was quite impressive. But also the picks were just outrageous. Single-handedly, you had to game plan against trust.
Yeah.
I didn't have to game plan for Kane. I didn't think I really had to do that. But you actively had to game plan against trust. And the Rebels' defense was terrible in the final, yes, but weren't that bad over season.
Yeah, strike the games he played in.
Yeah, so to me, that's what I'll call my.
I mean, like you said, like it's about the metric they use. Maybe I'm just trying to think of how they might have made.
It's an over reliance on tackling. That's what it's an over reliance.
Yeah, because I don't agree with you. Like obviously, LA had not so good a defense. So that maybe they were thinking if he was in there, then that would be so much worse. I don't know, but I don't see any way. Trust was literally in defensive team of the week every week. And everyone else. So I don't know how they came to that decision. Tackling is good, but Larry said, you have someone playing that safety position. If he doesn't get those picks, a lot of the times it's touchdowns. Like tackles, you could always miss a tackle and someone could get that tackle back. But safety is your last line. If trust is in there, that score is going to look a lot different. And they saw it in the first game they played against.
You know what's interesting?
What?
We didn't even account for whether they were picks or pick sixes.
That's crazy.
So if he had a pick six, he would keep as
yeah,
added as
pick this pick six. It's true.
You're saying that one defensive player accounted for at least 18 points of his offense's overall points. That's impressive. Like, come on.
Nah, I think that might even be a bigger travesty than not having Rashad on the team. That had to. I didn't even know that. Like, nah, this is. I don't see how they did that. But,
hey, it's okay. It's not for them to take for next season. It's okay. Shay, would you have any people that you think were, like, you know, robbed last season?
I was going to go with Larry's first one as the previous Rashad because, like I said, I don't see how you don't have a Rashad on the team. Obviously.
And this
I don't
care how you, well you're a Rashad.
Yeah, that's why like, it hits home because then that just makes you also like feel like the position still gets undervalued. Facts. When it matters the most because, like, it's all fun and good when you are wrecking the game and, like, people are having to plan around the rush and then your passes are wide, like, your rush is leading to picks or tackles or all those things or pass breakups because you have to change, speed up the timing of the QB, the sacks, the tackles for loss. So, yeah, like, not having one there just so they could have... What position did they want to have another person? Was it MLB or so? They had sacrificed him. Yeah, like, it just didn't look right. Especially like Larry said, like, we had a great season for Russia's ultra.
Yes, we did. We absolutely did. Dragons, Russia, Titans. I say Titans. Yeah, Titans,
Mavericks, Russia. Like, man.
Even
it was
like hell. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. What's her name? She for Spartans. She came in. She always came in clutch when it was always that third and something, or second and something. Like, she would just sack you for Spartans, the Russia.
I think Moyo.
Thank you, Moyo. It just like.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Like Larry said, like you guys said.
I don't think I'll. Shout out Moyo.
Even 2-2 Mavericks.
Exactly. Shout out Moyo. Shout out.
Crazy, man. Shout out all your Russia, man. Like shout out
B on the Outlaws, who was insane.
Come on,
Russia, wherever you are, we appreciate you. Let's talk like football gives you,
Let's talk like football definitely appreciates Russia for sure. Cole, do you have any? I mean, it doesn't have to be Lagos. Do you have anybody that in Abuja you think was, you know, probably snubbed of an award or you know, could have been recognized?
I think, yeah. Off the top of my head, I would say Kenny on the Elites from last season.
No lie,
season. I won, like I was telling them, I won the offensive player, but I wouldn't have been surprised if he won it.
No lie.
He played his part. Yeah, he played his part, and I was actually surprised. Maybe because I only had one touchdown more than him. I guess that was what they went by.
Probably.
Really crucial and key game. So, yeah, I'll probably say Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny is...
You guys were on the same team.
Yeah, they were on the same team. Kenny is an underrated merchant. And now, I guess, now that Elites have left and he's just like a singular player, but apparently he's joined a team now, a new team now. It'll be exciting to still see what he places up because the numbers that Kenny puts
what
up.
What team did you join, please? I need to look forward to him so I can be a true opposition to Cole.
Yes, yeah. Now they're going to be oppositions. That is true. And on the same team.
So we could see who really deserved it.
The Phoenix.
Damn.
Yeah, he's on the like Phoenix.
Yeah, interesting. Abuja Phoenix. You got a fan.
Yeah. Abuja Phoenix actually has some like tough players. Yeah, they've got the best rusher in the league. They've got one of the best wide receivers. He came from Mavericks, Baba X. They've also got one a really good defensive player who apparently is playing QB now. You get to see that. They've got Ali J from the Alphas, who was like one of the best running backs. And now they've got Kenny. They've built themselves a team. They've actually built themselves a team. It'll be nice to see how they gel that team together.
Yeah, Zara. So quick question. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You literally just answer the next question of we're going to ask in Q&A, which is what leagues / teams are looking tough this year? So are you going to say that the Phoenix is one of them that's looking
I will say Vikings, my team.
Oh, no shit, Zara. Of course you say
No.
Aside your team, I would know what about your team.
Aside my team, maybe Phoenix, but the only reason why I would not put all of my eggs on Phoenix is because they're using vets, a whole lot of people that have been playing the game, right? Which is good, that's fine, but when you know how these people play, you tend to, you know, play to their weaknesses, and then, you know, it's like, okay, I can stop you like this. Whereas there's like a team like Mavericks where they have like a new revamp and it's a whole bunch of athletic as hell rookies. When I'm talking about athletic, I'm talking about athletic as hell rookies. It's like, is their QB probably good enough to, you know, really train that team to make a championship team? Because I mean, he was already always on par with elites, as in he was always the team, their team was always the team to be playing for a chip. So now, can he do it again with a whole bunch of rookies?
I mean, that point is good, but I can't help but see it from another view.
Because
this is going to be new for a lot of people. I get like having like vets, you know their tendencies and everything, but you are going to have to deal with a lot of people that will learn on the go. There's going to be that rookie factor a lot of the times. And like the game has shown a lot of the time that like athleticism is all well and good, but knowledge of the game always beats it every time. So like in a season like this where like they are like teams, they're like new players, there's going to be that learning curve. A lot of people will have to keep on doing it again and again to understand things. I think having that vet's edge would play a factor at some point. I don't see it as a disadvantage. I think if they even play right, like they could probably use that like to get
Let me defend that a little bit, because in season 2 of Abuja Flag Football, right? Abuja Mavericks in season 1 had the best team on paper, you know. Everyone was like really scared of this team, but they were bottom of the table. Now come season 2, they had a whole bunch of rookies. Let me tell you, a very famous rookie, she won Rookie of the Year and Female MVP in that season 2, Asmau.
Woo!
In season 2.
Dog.
Mavericks had a whole bunch of rookies in season 2, and they actually went undefeated up until playoffs. That's why I don't write anybody off. Just me personally.
Oh, never mind.
I don't. If Asmau can come and steal my chip from me,
smash
like like damn. You know what I mean? So that's why I have to always sniff out competition. I can't be lax yet. So that's I'm gonna mention myself, as I feel like I was robbed of a chip. I feel like I was robbed of a chip.
No, quick question. How can you have been robbed of a chip?
Because I was the first in history, in Abuja Flag history, to get a defensive MVP, like a pick 8. Never before happened. I played one game, but I still got a pick 8.
And?
We only had 3 games, my nigga.
So, let me get this straight.
Please.
33%, and you think you're the shit? No. Tell me.
I think I'm the shit.
In that pick 8 game, Zara, Did you win? Did you win the game? Did you guys win the game?
Fuck off.
No, 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 no. you my girl. We need to talk. Talk to me. You know?
Fuck off.
So,
I don't like your tone. Honorable, off your mic.
No, but see. Yeah.
Honorable, off your mic.
I think that right there is the, like what Z just said right now, shows the importance, guys, of our ladies in this game. A pick 8 is a game wrecker.
That is the number to put
up. A pick 8, like, I can't even explain how a pick 8 can wreck your day.
Larry, I know what's happening right now. Like, I know.
Yo,
I know for a lot of QBs, they're hating a female picking their ball.
Larry is experiencing some PTSD right now, understand?
I'm dying.
Because once you see that pick 8, you're there looking like their offense couldn't score. Their defense just scored with a female player, and it's 8 fucking points. The game was 2010, and now it's 2018. Taking me back in time. Just they're like, nah, man. No, but honestly, it's different. I think it's different. Shout out to you, Zara. That is elite.
God bless. God bless. Thank you.
You see what I did there? I said that is elite.
Fuck you.
That is so nice. The first time I have
to. Hey. Come on, ask her for your war crimes.
Hey, shout out, Elise.
The clowny misses last year.
Yo.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys. Next question. I really enjoyed it.
This session has been interesting. Well, the last one before we round it up. Who is excited for the Olympics? And what do we think NAFA and IAFE will have to prepare for? Any dips on what countries takes medals? Definitely not Nigeria.
Why now?
No, see. No, now. Because the Olympics are in 2028, if I remember.
2028, yep.
Yes, the 2028 Olympics. And as we know, guys, we've said this before multiple times, flag football is now in the Olympics. So you expect to see some of us there. You expect to see, you know, some of your athletes there. Whoever comes through, support them wholly. But you need to work to get there. You cannot just think it will happen if you don't put in the work. So with the first part of the question where it says, who's excited for the Olympics? Of course I'm excited. I get to watch a sport where, you get me, it's not just the 100-meter race that we're watching. I love athletics. So now
my mother will now finally understand that there's actually backing to this game.
You know that thing
where you're mad.
You know that thing
you're like, carrying ball and people are chasing you.
Exactly. Zara, is that another thing you used to play? That's what you start seeing them. That's what you start seeing them before the TV doing.
I swear.
See, so what? You know that? Do not start shading you. Like, why didn't you go and play in the one that is there?
are you for real?
Well, no, but for real though, I think legitimately. Obviously, like, I'm over the moon with that development. Mm-hmm. And what do I think NAFA need to prepare properly? NAFA and IFA. IFA, obviously, they know they've sent out the rules. The rules have been the same for a while. But NAFA in particular needs to actively ensure grassroots preparation and adoption. Take it to as many schools as you can. There are schools with resources and facilities that would gracefully help this, because there are many, many athletes out there that are playing other sports, but will make great flag football athletes.
That is true.
But you have to be deliberate with this thing. You have to be. Both the women's, men's, take it as far as the under-17s, under-15s, under-10s. Let's go as far as we can go. But you have to be deliberate and have to invest properly in this. Aside that, looking at the NAFA setup, again, you have the blessing of too many private hands who have started and run these leagues for next to Abuja started, I think, in like 4 years ago. Am I correct? Or 3 years ago?
2020.
Four years ago. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Lagos started about, what, 5-6 years ago, if I remember. So you already have systems in place. Co-opt the systems. Tell them that you want to partner with them. Whatever they need, supply them. Sponsor them properly. So that what can happen is, because these leagues, as you've seen, six teams in Abuja is crazy. Then this is the Abuja Flag Football League. There's also the Stella...
Fusion
Stella Athletics. Fusion Athletics League that's going on there. They have loads of athletes there in Lagos. You have the Showtime League. There's also the, I think they might be Uprise. We've not heard from them in a while. So there are multiple iterations. I know I'm hearing in Abuja, there's a come up there. There's one in Ogun State. NAFA has Kaduna. Done well too. In Kaduna as well. So we're excited, but we have to farm these athletes properly. Let's stay away from Nigerianisms. Yeah? So that's what I'll say NAFA need to prepare for. Prepare, actively prepare. If there are brains in this game that you think you need to hire, hire them, study up. Because one thing I know about the Americans, is when they push for a sport, you know damn well they are looking to get gold. They are criminals like
Facts. And they're coming
so that prepared. Answers... You get me? That answers the next question, which is any other dibs on country's gold medal. The Americans will take gold in the sports, in one of them. I don't know whether it's the women's one or the men's one, because, of these people are doing crazy things. I mean, these are athletes that could have gone pro, but could not one because of these. You get me? The margins were there. So, obviously, the Americans are going to be more experienced. They have played at a very high level. On that team, I'm looking forward to seeing is the Mexican team. The Mexican team looks like a very good athlete, especially the Mexican female team.
They look stud.
That's what I am looking forward to. So those two teams are my teams going to flag football. In Africa, I think the Nigerians probably, so far from what I'm seeing, I think the Nigerians have, again, we haven't done any cross-continental competition. What I know is I know flag football goes as far as North Africa. I know we have a good friend, I think his name is Anolfi, Masias Anolfi in Tunisia or Algeria, I can't remember.
Lovely.
But he has a flag football outfit out there. So we do, again, he's been inviting us down, but it is expensive. But yeah, it's, to me, I'm excited for what Africa has to produce. Again, with Africa, because this sport is still relatively new to us, and half the time, a lot of us have played it as hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're about to look at it as more of a semi-pro professional sport. Because we also know there's been huge investments from NFL teams in flag football. Where they have now created camps in states. Where the NFL teams, I know the Jets have like a league that's going on in New Jersey. And each league has a couple of teams there. The Bills, the Chiefs. They have active flag football teams. So there's investment in America. So that's the difference in Nigeria. A lot of the investment is more privatized, while the Americans are actively bringing the NFL in. So our brethren, our American brethren, David Njoku, Okereke, what's this guy, the brothers who play on the Detroit Lions? Okwaras, the Okwaras.
Oh, yeah. Def Okuda, Atlanta.
The Okuda as well. Nigerians that are in the diaspora, come through, support the local leagues. Let us give these man them a run for their money. I know
exactly, because you know they'll probably come scout here.
See, so I know as far as in Europe, I can't remember what the team is called. If I can remember off the top of my head, guys, give me a second. Something Bulldogs. I think it's the, because I always like watching their highlights. The team in somewhere in the Scandinavian countries, and they play flag. Yes, it's Ljubljana Bulldogs or Bullfrogs. Yes, I remember.
I've seen them.
They are in Slovakia or Slovenia. One of them. And they play. Sorry, they will be in Slovenia because Slovakia is Bratislava. So Slovenia is Ljubljana. So they play in Slovenia, and you can see how organized that is. All the way in Slovenia. Most Nigerians have probably never even heard of that country.
That's right.
But they play, and as Zara has attested to, they play very high-level stuff. The English are active about it as well. I know the Great British team. I have someone I know on the Great British team. I think his name is Nozzy or so. He also plays there. So, guys, trust me. Don't think that because you've been playing flag football in Showtime or in the Abuja League that you are ready to go. Fuck that.
Face the world.
The man Dems have been doing this. No sleep. So trust me, I'm so excited because there are too many bits of talent I would love to see. I'd love to see if it's possible that maybe they say that professional players in the NFL can actually represent nations, and that'll be interesting. Let's see when our brothers will come back and come and help us out. You know, our corners, our QBs. You know, let's see what going. But then, yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
For sure, for sure. I would say that the NAFA should be prepared. I mean, it's one thing to just rally your players, but coaches matter.
True.
Coaches, the people that are on the sidelines that people kind of overlooked, apart from just coaches, social media team. I mean, that's how you spread the word out. That's how you get, like, that's how you find, technically through social media is how you actually find some, like, hidden talents. So,
very true.
Things like that, things of that sort, if they can really lean into that and not just, like, one gender specific, lean into coaches for the female teams. Because it's not going to be co-ed for the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's not. It's, and look at what Mexicans did to the Americans. Sure.
I actually hope, you know how it is in the men's game where you have singles, doubles, and mixed doubles. I hope they have an iteration like that. So we have the men's, women's, and the co-ed games. I actually genuinely hope they can do something like that.
That'd be fire. But I mean, just off of this, let's just, like, you know, stick to. It might just be men and women for now, and then they'll probably, you know how to handle mixed. But it would be great to see a mixed team. Yeah. But yeah, NAFA, lean into that. Lean into their female coaches. It's not like as if men have to teach everything. I mean, you have a whole bunch of athletes. As look, last season, if Showtime did not show you that the women, that's all I gotta say. Evil chuckle.
And even to add, Sefe, before Shane and Cole go through, I think it's very important as well. Other athletes out there, soccer and basketball are not the only sports that exist, though.
Just saying.
Soccer and basketball are not the only sports that exist. Come through. You don't know where your grades will come from.
Yes, so.
Like, you really don't know if you don't try.
Exactly. Right.
So, Shion Cole, any additions?
You guys pretty much, like, said everything. I'm really just hoping NAFA and IAF, we don't get it wrong, because we've not been the best. Like, organization hasn't been the best for us in the Olympics in previous years in multiple sports. You hear players not being taken care of, all these things. Like, it doesn't help performance. Like, as much as possible, like, getting the right team is good, but if the system in place doesn't help, you have these other countries fully backing their teams. Like, our guys should just back us, to be honest. Like, this is something where you could get pride out of. And then even goes as far as, like, our regular, like, friends and family and people around, like, let's understand what's happening and know that, like, this is an opportunity to put the country on the map in a sport where we actually can, if we should. Like, we don't want to have flag football games in the Olympics and people are there like, what's this, like, what's Nigeria doing here? Like, it's one of these sports that nobody cares about. Like, let's have people actually, like, watching, like,
pickleball. And who the fuck plays and pickleball?
Supporting, like, this is a major opportunity for us, and then we should just have the countries back so, like, our players could perform at their best, because other countries are going to be fully into this, so let's just be there too.
Well, sure, I'll say this. I said let's give NAFA the benefit of doubt. This is why I say the benefit of doubt is this is their first excursion as a Nigerian organization committee, if you get what I mean. This is their first time that they are going to be having to send a team to an international occasion compared to NFF or Nigerian Basketball Association or Nigerian squatters or what, I don't know which other was there. Nigerian Athletics Federation,
all of them. Break the status quo. NAFA.
So, yes, that is it. So, NAFA, this is your chance. This is your chance
to be different. That
we are not like the others.
Coach, so, yeah. You got anything?
Yeah, I totally agree with everybody, to be honest. I agree with Dr. Z about the coaching. I feel like the African team, especially Nigeria, if we have a good coaching staff, I feel like we'll go really far. Like, for real, no jokes. Yeah,
we have the athleticism. We have the manpower.
And I think that also leads me to agreeing with my brother that just spoke just now about the fact that we actually have this habit of, if it's not a popular sport that we know, we're not going to come out and support. And that way, the coaches can do so much and then leaves it to the fans, and then the fans are non-existent, and then we just crash out and stuff. So, I feel like both work hand in hand. The people have to be pumped up as much as the players, and the coaches have to be good. And I feel like Team Nigeria is the one to look out for, actually. Yeah.
Damn it. Whew, I just took shot number 4.
Got
it. No. 10 is the goal.
Okay. 10 is the goal. Let's go. That's the next.
Fortune favors the bold.
Amen to that.
So those hangovers, but
it's okay.
All right, guys. I think that brings us to the end of the first half of our podcast. You better tune into the second half because shit's about to get real.
Really, really real.